like. KABB.
Such fool.
W8RJD Mobile.
This is W8VIJ Whiskey 8 Victor India Juliet calling. W8VIJ calling and standing by.
I brought Lukey's cage in, and I shrunk it down to about a quarter of the size because I didn't want to make it huge because I knew if I made it huge, he would he might poop in it, you know, and I knew if I made it small, the dogs won't poop in a small cage. But I left the door open. He's already to the point, I've let's see, what's today, Sunday? I've had him since Friday. He knows where his cage is, and he goes in there and lays down when he wants to. He knows it's not a punishment.
Yep, he shut the door at night, and then the first thing in the morning when you get up, let him out and go to the bathroom, and then our house broke in no time.
If he's in his cage and he knows needs to go to the bathroom, he'll start whining and barking. I'll open his cage, and I just tell him, okay, let's go outside and go pee. And he will. He'll run right to the back door, and I take him out. He goes right out and goes to the bathroom. You know, I got some treats. I can reward him. I've just been telling him he's a good boy, but he has had zero accidents in the house. He hasn't peed or pooped in the house. He pooped in his cage the first night, but that was my fault. He was carrying on at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't understand. He was trying to tell me he needed to go outside.
Is he 8 weeks old, you said?
Yeah, he's just a puppy.
Baby. What kind of dog is it?
Miller FM Black Lab.
Nice. Yeah, I'll see if that yeast will charge up, and then maybe if it does in the next couple of weeks, we'll get together or something and have some coffee and talk about commands. Although I could be dangerous, I might have put a big old, what was that, the one in Grand Rapids, that big old bonk on it.
Yeah, I hear ya. Yeah, I don't have no HF antennas set up there, so I don't have to worry about you going to HF with it. I mean, it's got a TS-2000 for a remote base, but no antennas.
You wouldn't have to worry about me anyway, because I'm advanced anyway.
You an advanced or an extra?
Oh, I'm advanced. I'm staying right there because you can't get those no more. I'm a weird one. And I mean, I got pretty much all the boys with the advanced, so why do I care, you know?
Nope, I get it. I got a couple of friends that are the same boat. They like the prestige of having a class that you can't get anymore.
Exactly. Any word on
I never heard nothing from his niece or anything. And of course, I wasn't smart enough to get her phone number when I seen her.
Well, maybe I'll go by there in the next couple of days and check on him. But I'll let you know.
Well, I'm sure he's passed, you know. We knew he was going to pass then. But, you know. You know, she said she wasn't sure what they were going to do. You know, I thought the place was his, but, you know, you were there. She said the place was his sister's.
Well, you know, he's a fighter. He may still be hanging on. They were taking good care of him.
Yeah, I spent last weekend, one day last weekend in another Silent Keys house carrying equipment out.
Oh, no, who was it?
W-8-Y-U-C, Ron was his name. He owned the 14519 repeater in Rankin and the 220 repeater. I think it was 22494, but I'm not sure of the frequency. But he was 89 years old. He was grumpier than hell, but it just made me like him.
Yeah, see, for you to say he's grumpy, you and me both mean, I take it.
He was an OO.
You wanted me to come see him yesterday and I didn't go. Well, Jim Gawkall, Foghat, was up in Saginaw yesterday. You remember Danny McCleary, the drum tech?
Yep.
You go with him running lights.
Wow.
Hey, Rod, tell me hi. So I was like, you know, but I just did that for so long. I don't want to. I mean, sure, I'd like to go see an old friend, but the last thing I went down and saw him during sound check, but I'm not going to drive an hour away anymore, you know?
Yeah, how do I say this without just saying it? I think we did enough concerts and seen enough concerts for me to go see a concert's probably not a very high priority.
I wouldn't even win. I went to sound check. I ain't going to no show. I'm going to see the guys that day, you know.
Yipper. Yep, I delay coming back to you because I'm doing only my manly duties. I'm folding my laundry while we talk. So I set the HT down, grab an article closing each time.
Oh, that means you're still out there all night, yes, huh?
Yeah, there's a 40-year-old that wants something to do with me, but I don't want nothing. I'm not.
I got a 4-year-old, and Josh's youngest, his granddaughter number, her grandchild number 15. She's with me a lot, has been. She was born about the same time I retired, and I live 3 miles from Josh. He lives over in the neighborhood by the repeater, so it's real handy to have me babysat, you know?
Hey, yipper.
That's right, the ID 10 up over the top, yeah.
Somebody else want to jump in here? No courtesy tone when they unkey. And there's one when we unkey that tells us that the remote base is turned off, and it also tells me that they're coming in through the All-Star node. So they're probably on one of the Detroit repeaters. I thought I toggled them off earlier after the net. Maybe I failed.
No, that's all right. It seems like there's hardly any activity in ham world anymore, you know?
Yep, we're definitely dealing with a dying hobby, and we're part of it.
Sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of hits you hard when you go to an SK's house and you have to tear down his repeaters, you know.
There's no demand for the gear.
Yeah, he had a complete HF set up, but it was all Heathkit stuff. Older Heathkit stuff, and to be honest with you, I tried to figure out how to turn it on just to see if any of it works, and I couldn't even figure out how to turn the crap on. So we just unhooked it and asked me if I wanted to sell it, and I already done two in the last year. I didn't want to do another one.
Well, that old Heathkit stuff isn't transistor. That's all tube, isn't it?
Yeah, and it'll be, say your call sign.
KDHWT.
WDHKLL, KFA, DIC.
AF8DRC. W8DPD. Nothing heard. W8DPD clear.
AF8DRC, go ahead.
Hey, Jeff, how's this radio sounding? I just got it unlocked and programmed, sort of.
Come back again.
I realize it's probably not the greatest sounding because I'm in my basement, but, I just wanted to make sure I could reach out and if the audio is at least at a decent level.
Right, it's
coming
through loud and good, except for a few crackling. Maybe because you're down in the basement. But the audio is good.
Good, that's what I like to hear. Yeah, I'm in the basement. Like I said, I'm in the process of manipulating the coat plug now, but figured I'd give it a test and see if I had a hell of a time trying to get the key in to allow me to do the 25. Now, hopefully, everything.
Ryan, now you fade out a little bit. But that's all I heard. Now, quickly or something like that. That's all I heard. And you were fading out. Maybe because you're moving around.
No, I wasn't moving around. All right, I'm on the node now. All-star. Yeah, I guess I was just checking the radio out. It's still hooked to the laptop. I'm still doing working on the programming.
On an accident right now. That's why.
Well, unless I'm on the base station, I know I need help down here in the basement. So, but yeah, I figured I'd give it a try. Yeah, that's my new to me, Motorola 7550E. And I had to get the cold plug unlocked. Now that I got that done, I get to learn this whole new programming software and all these new words and codes that they use, try and get DMR set up on it.
That would be great to do that.
Well, I could just, ask Wally for a copy of the code plug, but I'll probably have a handful of questions for him at least. But, yep, I got it figured out somewhat.
Yeah, that's right. It's not right away everything could be figured out. A lot of time, yes, right away, and sometimes not. And you're dealing with Motorola. That's another thing.
Yeah, well, for generations, they made it as difficult as possible, so you had to go to their certified people in order to get things done. But, I finally got my Motorola Solutions snafu figured out, so I was able to download what I needed to download from Motorola directly.
That is pretty good. I like that. Anything directly from them, it's very excellent, and it's accurate.
Well, it was definitely a learning curve. Now, I know I applied for my business account a while ago, and I never heard back from them. But when I resubmitted, they said, you've got two open requests, so we're going to close this one. And then 2 days later, I got my approval and my access to their software and that. So, yeah, finally.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, you got to put that on in the truck?
No, it's another HQ.
Yes, there's somebody out there.
Mikey, is that you?
MB. Who's that? Is that Dave out there?
Yeah, it's Dave.
I tell you, I'm always here. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, it's your boy Dave. You're looking for Mikey B.
Hey, Brian, go ahead.
All right, well, I'll take a step back, Jack. Let everybody else talk. I'm still working through this code plug on this Motorola. So, all right, thanks for the radio check, and I will talk to you tomorrow morning, probably.
Hey, Brian, take care. KFA, Jesse. Go ahead, Dave. KFA-DDC, go ahead, Dave. Are you on the handheld, Dave? Yes, we'll lost you. KFA-DDC. Brian, you still there? W-A-D-P-D, K-F-A-D-I-C.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack. I'm listening.
Well, I don't know that, I don't know if you're ever going up north or not. That Flint repeater has been down for a week, and nobody said that. Well, they did say to me, Greg out there, he told me, but I don't know who they are over there. Or is it Myers out that way? Is that who got that repeater?
Yeah, I believe that is.
It's been down, that MRS repeater, 725. He said it's been down a long time ago. So, I'm just wondering who's out there. Maybe it's a different person out there or not.
Well, I know it's owned by the group collectively, but I think that's one of Fred's. I do believe.
Yeah, I think so too. Because it was in his cosign. It was the when it was the MI-8 was up running on the net. It was his cosign down there. Anyhow, I don't know how you get a hold of him. So I was just telling, you know, they were just telling me, you know, do you know anything about it or do you know how to fix it? I don't know. I don't know how to do it. Who it belongs to.
KF8DRC and W8BPD.
That sounds good, Brian.
Yeah, according to the internet, that is one of Fred's. It's got his call sign on it.
Well, can't do too much out there. Cannot do too much out there. Somebody got to send him a message. It's been down over a week, so.
Yeah, and it's probably not high on his list of things to do either, depending on what needs to be done. Because, you know, they're just... It's second fiddle to the rest of the Central Michigan stuff. But, Maybe I'll see if I can do what I can do.
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah, no biggie. But now he's sounding good. I don't know, were you on Echo Link or not?
No, I got my All-Star note up, so I should be nice and clear and strong.
Yeah. No, you are nice, strong, and clear.
Yeah, like I said, I just wanted to try the other radio because it's the first contact and first communications I've made with it was to you. And being in the basement, it's only got a 5-inch antenna on it, so I'm happy. Now I get to finish programming it up, and then I can go outside and see what I can actually do with it.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be here.
All right, I'm going to put my nose back into the programming software then. I'll take a standby. KF8CWF. Excuse me, W8BPD. Holy Christmas.
The same thing. They know who you are. Take care, Brian. KF8DRC.
WD8KLL.
F-A-D-I-C.
How are you doing tonight, Jack?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, doing pretty good. Just sitting here watching the Lions game.
They up?
Yeah, they're down. 10 to 20, third quarter. About 3 minutes left in third quarter.
I see. I know you're a little bit, sounds a little bit tired.
Oh yeah, I just been sitting back here trying to fight falling asleep, actually.
Yeah, I see. I was out. I came back around 6:30. I was all day out. That's why. I didn't get on the radio at all, but I got your text. All this new station going out that way.
Yeah, there wasn't much going on today, but yesterday was hopping pretty good. 10 was.
There's no time to go on 20 or 40.
No, I like when 10's open, I like 10. I get better DX on 10 than 20 or 40.
I see what you're saying. Hey, I just watched Tucker today. That's rushing. He got me on that GWP, the one the repeater. He tried to get me on that one, but I did get in with him. I was talking to him. He just got his Yaesu 991A.
Yeah, I think I had heard somebody talking about that. The guy that helped him put the antenna up or something. He got the same, I think he even got an NFED half-wave wire, like same one I got as well. So, you know, I have pretty much the same setup.
No, but I think he was working on the wire. He said his wire's on. He said he was the guy was climbing the tower like a monkey. That's what he was telling me.
Okay. Like a monkey, huh? That's funny.
Yeah, I guess so. For him, it's that way anyhow. Anyhow, he finally got a hold of me. He said he wanted me to be on a net tomorrow. He said they have a net at 12 o'clock. Or I don't even know. He said he'll text me the frequency if I want. I want to see if I can get on the net.
at the 147-100 up here. I don't think there's anything that you're going to be able to hit unless you did Echolink.
I have that 147-100 on this
TYP,
but I don't know if I can catch up with that from here or not.
No, I don't think you will. No, I don't think there's any antenna that you're going to be able to hit unless you somehow call in through Echolink.
I ask him. No, I text him the whole page of the QRZ page. He said, I got to get mine straight up. I guess he doesn't have the QRZ page yet.
Yeah, he'll figure it out.
You know what? That QRZ page, I was on my cell phone yesterday, and I tried to put 3-4 cosine. It did not go through. I don't know what the reason it didn't go through. So I got to find out. I have it on WRL, you know, World Radio. I have it on that one, yeah. But not the QRZ.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have it on both as well. They just did a major update on their software. World Radio League did, and for some reason they're not linking anymore, so I gotta figure out how to relink those two back up again.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, I don't know if Brian is out there or not. Brian, are you out there yet?
Yeah, I'm still out here, Jay.
Well, hey, because we got Greg there in the front, so he'll tell you how you sign on that, the Motorola you were doing.
All right, Jack, I'm back. I'm on the Motorola now, the XPR7550E, and I'm still working on programming.
Go ahead, Greg. How are you signing with that one?
How you doing, Brian? Yeah, that sounds pretty doggone good and really crisp and clean, for sure.
You know, I just got it unlocked and working on programming it up. Now I'm trying to figure out all the DMR settings now that I know it works.
Is that a multi-bander handheld?
Unfortunately, no. It's just UHF EMR radio. I mean, you can do the capacity plus trunking with it and all that sort of stuff, but I don't have a need for all that googly gook. I just want to get the DMR and like these this repeater and that programmed in.
Okay, yeah. That's a lot of these handhelds are coming out now that are multi-band. I don't know how good they are, but here I see them all over the place. I don't know how the heck they would receive being a handheld, but I haven't heard too much about them.
Well, I know W8FU, Sean's got one of the APX, which is supposedly be like VHF or UHF or 800 or 900, depending on what you pay for it, I guess. Yeah, those are still rather expensive and few and far between on the eBay.
I've been having a ball. I don't know if you've been on 10 meters lately, but 10 meters has been open and a lot of good DX over Europe, Russia, and geez, we got Japan the other day. So it's been having a lot of fun on 10 meters.
No, I don't have me an antenna to do 10 meters. I've got the radio. I just don't have an antenna yet. I keep saying I'm going to get one, but every time I get a little bit of extra cash, something comes up that takes it from me.
Well, if you've got the radio, you could get a ham stick for $20 and be out there. That's what I did when I first got my tech license. And then the propagation shut down and forced me to say, well, I enjoyed doing the HF, and it shut down, and so I said, well, I gotta go get my general, so that's what I did. And now the 10 opened back up, but all I'm using is a 10 meter. It's a vertical. It's an IMAX 2000 is what it is. It's a 5,000 watt antenna, but man, it picks up really good on 10 meter. But I got that up 35 feet on a telescoping pole.
Yeah, well, back in the day when I played around with other than 11 meters on the sidebands and that, I'd get up there, I had a Francis 3 1/4 whip on top of a Shakespeare big stick. And the top of the antenna was probably about 25 to 30 feet in the air. And when the bands were open, yeah, I could hear all kinds of stuff. But that went bye-bye with Mom and Dad's house after they passed away.
Go ahead, Jack.
Tell you what, I was a CB era back to a 72. I had that antenna, really about 45 feet in the air on the CB. And I used to hear a lot of different... from the different world it was coming in. And we used to live in Farmington.
Well, that antenna that's up there that I got, Jack, I think is 27 feet. And, man, it's doing a bang-up job. I can't believe all the stuff it's been bringing in. I'm able to flip between a wire. I've got a half-wave end fed that I use for 20 and 40 and 80. And, man, what a difference if I go from one to the other on 10. But, yeah, that's all you need, really, to get out there right now when 10's open.
Yeah, well, back in the day, I had a friend that got on a radio wave with a coat hanger and a piece of coax. And when we took the SWR meter to it, it gave him a 1-to-1 match.
Back in the days when we were the kids, we used to go up on the rope, and we used to hold on two cans of pork and beans, empty one, from one to another side, and we used to put the finest rope out there, and we used to say, hey, can you hear me? The other person, the other side there, we were about 40, 50 yards, and he could hear me. That's back in the days.
That's pretty good, Jack. I do remember the old coffee can string. Talking mechanisms. But yeah, I remember the old walkie-talkies, you know, the old 9-volt walkie-talkies. Those were what I started out as a kid.
I remember the old walkie-talkies. They had one of those Radio Shack ported channel jobs that had a little bit of work done to it. It did all right until I bent the antenna, and then it was never right again. I tried replacing the antenna, and it just never worked right.
Yeah, if you don't have the right antenna, it's not going to work. I mean, the radio still gets out. You're right. Even if you put the hanger in the back of that radio, it still can get out, but it was not going to get out that far. Maybe you get out a mile, and that's about it.
So you guys know Flint repeaters down on GMRS side, and so I can hit Mayville from where I live, and Jack, you know Jimmy 432. He lives over a couple miles away. He said he can hit the Mayville with a Nagoya 72 in his house with a DB20G. I couldn't believe that, but we can still talk. But yeah, Flint's been down for a week or so.
Well, when I hooked up my Anytone 778 to the mobile, to the antenna on top of the house, and the conditions are right. I can hit Mayville next to me. But I can never hit Flint. I don't know how high it was.
How high that antenna, Brian?
25 feet.
That's not high at all. Go ahead, Greg.
You guys copy me?
It's your turn.
Yeah, I'm getting a whole bunch of static over here. And something's, I can't figure out what it is. Some kind of motor or something's running. It just, I could switch to the Flint one, but the Flint one doesn't seem to be linked to the FBI, the 444-600 machine.
Oh, well. I go out there and watch TV. Brian, you need any more time to go outside or not yet?
No, I was just outside on that radio. And 444.6 says it's linked, just hasn't had any activity in a long time, Greg.
Okay, I'm going to go check, make sure my PLs. My PL got switched around here, even on this one here I'm talking on, so I'm not sure. I'll have to double check that.
Hey, they're all PLs, 1, 2, 3.
WDAKLL.
Yeah, I got you there, Greg.
Yeah, that's what it was. My PL got switched somehow. Yeah, it's 151.4 here on the 600 machine. I was calling out, talking to you guys earlier, and I was like, man, I'm wondering why they can't hear me. And then I went over to the 350 Holly, and you could hear me, but I don't know what happened, but anyways, this is better for me. It's some kind of a signal on that 350 machine. It sounds like a motor running. It's crazy.
You can always tell when somebody's got a really nice motor, electric motor around you, because it does that. Well, at least you got a good frequency to back up on, too. I know I got the All-Star node going down here in the basement because I was listening to VHF on the mobile radio.
I don't know if Jack's still in there or what, but I'm going to back out of here and watch the tail end of the Lions game here. Tailing 17-27 here, 6 minutes left, so I'll catch you guys later. WD8KOL, I'll be clear after you guys.
All right, Brian, if you all said, I'm going to get out and watch TV a little bit. We'll talk to you tomorrow. KFA-DRC.
Yeah, I'm all set, Jack. I'm going to go back to programming DMR stuff into this radio and see if I got everything all right. I will talk to you tomorrow. Greg, good talking to you again. Let's hope these Lions can pick it up a little bit. W8BPD, I'll be clear.